I was raised by my mom. She raised me all by herself, and I didn't see anything wrong with being raised by a strong single woman. I didn't see anything wrong with it when I was a kid. Yeah, she did her best, you know? She's broke, but she did her best. We could have used an extra salary, Dad. But yeah, she did her best, man. I really enjoyed growing up with my mom, but I didn't have a lot of the perks that a lot of kids with dads had. Like, I didn't get to watch my dad's favorite movie, like Scarface or Godfather, right? Growing up, my favorite movie was The Sound of Music. It was... I know the whole soundtrack. I didn't get to watch basketball and football on Sundays. My mom made me watch her favorite sport, which was figure skating. I wish I could sit here and tell you guys how much I hate figure skating. I love figure skating. It's an incredible sport. Have you seen it? Oh my God. The Winter Olympics. I really didn't see anything wrong with it until I invited my friends over one day. And they came up to my bedroom. And they're like, yo, who's that sexy girl on your wall? I was like, you mean Christy Yamaguchi? She's a queen, 2-time gold medalist. Oh, I used to love Christy Yamaguchi. She was my hero when I was a kid, man. I didn't want to be like Mike. I want to be like Christy. I really didn't see anything wrong with it until I was given an assignment by my teacher to dress up as our heroes. My childhood was cruel. It was terrible. Could you believe my mom, who didn't let me celebrate Halloween, let me dress up as a figure skater and go to school? Let me put on a onesie. A bedazzled onesie. I went to school. And I had to get my classmates to guess who I was. First guess was Prince. That was the first guess. Yeah. I was like, I'm an athlete. Prince? I don't know. What's going on? It was one of the saddest days. I was so upset that day. And I remember being in front of the class and seeing them start making all these gay jokes. It got really homophobic because kids are mean. And I was getting upset. I was sitting in front of my peers and I was really embarrassed. And one of my classmates saw I was getting embarrassed and he saw my eyes watering up. And he stood up. He was like, hey, what are we doing, okay? Every day I go home to two dads. And what LeClerc just did, man, that's the gayest thing. It's the gayest thing I've ever seen, guys. And my dad sleep with their door open. I don't know what's going on, but take the feather out your hair, LeClerc. What are you doing? You need a dad? I got two. I got an extra one. You can have my extra dad. I don't need... But that really happened, man. It did. My mom was so strict. She's from Haiti, so my mom is a... She's an immigrant. She loves America, loves it so much. She loves America, she loves American expressions, our idioms, even if she doesn't know what they mean. Which is unfortunate. She heard one American parent say, when you get home, that butt is mine. And my mom was like, oh, what is this, eh? What is this expression, eh? She looked at me, she said, LeClerc, when you get home, your butthole is mine. I'm like, oof. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, I brought you into this planet, so I kill you. I'm like, no. I'm like, Mom, you're gonna lose custody if you keep saying that. Don't say that in public, okay?